Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome back to the adventures of Captain Robots. On this adventure, I have no idea what happens because I'm recording this before I go on it. So we'll find out together. Join us for a crazy good time. All right, here we go. There's my intro. So we have to go back to Paladin Romani. Here we are at Foundation again. Or about Foundation. Here we are at Fort Atlas, I should say. And we're going back in. We got to talk to Paladin Romaine Lettuce. That guy just glitched out super weird. Eddie, soldier.
Hope those kids we picked up are doing okay.
Good.
What were their names again? Started with an M.
Minnesota. Their names were all Minnesota.
Never forget the heroes of Fort Defiance.
I won't. Hey.
Someone return their
Romaine Lettuce. What's up? Again.
Ah, initiate.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to discuss your last assignment with Knight Shin yet. Was there something you needed to report to me directly?
Well, we've discovered that the settlers of Foundation may be in possession of those weapons as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Foundation?
Yep.
That's troubling.
Uh-huh.
How well do you know the people of Foundation?
The people of Appalachia think a bomb is a bomb.
I'm not really that familiar with them, because I hung out more with the Raiders.
They seem like fine people, focused on building a safe place here in Appalachia. I spoke with a few members of their community, looking for ways to work together. We're in need of food and water. They have plenty to spare.
Yeah,
however,
we share, you know?
Knowing
help each other out.
Have those weapons accelerates matters. It's critical that we follow up with them right away.
Mm. Okay, I understand. Please go on.
Your mission is as follows. Meet with Gloria Chance, the supervisor of Foundation Supply Room. Determine whether or not they've seen or acquired such weapons for themselves. And lastly, establish a trade deal with Foundation. Something that will provide us longevity in Appalachia.
Appalachia.
And allow me to stress, both returning with the weapons and securing a trade deal are equally important objectives, Initiate.
Got it. Bring the weapons back, secure a trade deal. Got it.
Remember, you represent the Brotherhood to these people. Do us proud.
I will. I will, Paladin Spumoni.
Pie with every dinner declined.
I can go talk to Shin about this. All right, we'll go visit.
Just fight? But how do I show that I'm
knight? Stick up his butt. He's a knight, right? Yeah.
Please make sure to fill out your ration requests.
Hey.
You're back.
I'm back.
I assume Paladin Romani has tasked you with handling the situation. Why are you dragging your feet? Move out.
Why are you so pissed off all the time, douche? So listen, do you have any advice for how to get the weapons back, assuming they have them?
By any means necessary.
Hmm.
Returning with those weapons is absolutely critical. This is too important a task for a light touch. Do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, huh?
These weapons are far too dangerous to be in anyone's possession but our own.
So basically you're saying it's okay if I murder everybody. So she also asked me to establish a trade deal with Foundation. Murdering them would probably not make that work out.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't surprising, but it's not the choice that I would have made. I will have a word with Paladin Romani while you're out. But remember, respect the chain of command. If Paladin Romani has tasked you with this, carry it out, regardless of what you or I may think of it.
Good, you're a good soldier. Understood.
I'm expecting positive results, Initiate.
Yeah, I know. That stick up your butt is only getting bigger. All right, heading out. Go to the Foundation Supply Room. That's where we're going next. Let's do this. To the supply room. And the load screen. What's gonna be the dilemma here. They're not going to want to trade with us. I don't have, like, a great relationship with them, so there's that.
Wonder what the Brotherhood's leader is like.
In fact, it doesn't look like I've even visited them before.
Soldiers in line.
So we're going to get as close as we can to, you know, from this guy's camp and go over. We just have to make it work out, I guess.
You can do it, robots. You got this.
Thank you, buddy bot. Ooh, what's that sound? Oh, we discovered a thing, and we are now in a lake. Let's get out of the lake. I'm gonna steal this guy's purified water. Oh, you've got like a big old aircraft thing here. You have a area for me to fix stuff. You got all the bobbleheads.
These mountains is the next best thing.
Look at these masks on your display. It's a nice little bar you've got going on here. Tipsy Top vending machine. Sweet. This camp's pretty cool. Chickens? You have chickens? Huh. Oh, there you are. Golden Crowns. Hello, Golden Crowns. You might end up on a podcast. Let's repair some stuff. Do I have enough to fix my armor? That's a good question. Which piece of armor is breaking? This one. Fix. All better. That's mostly what I was worried about. Do I need to scrap any items? Maybe. I still have this Hellstorm missile launcher, and I do have some missiles, so maybe I will use that. I don't think I need this 10mm pistol, though. Or this metal right arm, or this sturdy raider leg. Actually, do I not have anything on my leg right now? Hold on. Am I not wearing something? Oh, no, I am wearing something. It's just better. Okay, we're gonna get rid of it then. Bye-bye, sturdy raider leg. Scrap all the junk. Can I drop my junk off somewhere? You don't have a stash box anywhere, dude? Alright, well, thanks. Thanks for your service. Off to adventure! This gun is low on bullets. This one is not. I just kicked the can. No, I kicked a... What is this? A shirt? A ratty skirt. I kicked a ratty skirt into the water. Strange. Chat, have you guys done this quest before? Do you know what's in store for me? Because I don't. I do know that my character's thirsty, though. Whoa! Oh! There we go. Back out. I think we're getting close. It's a quiet day out here in the wasteland. That's a big cliff in front of me. Maybe I can get around it by going this way? Why so quiet? I hear some birds and things. But I don't see any animals running around. I am bobbing and weaving up this cliff. There's a monorail up there. Buddy Bud, do you think we're going to come across anything weird?
No, I think you're totally safe. There's nothing weird that's going to happen at all. No monsters, no danger. You're perfectly safe.
Okay. We're getting close. Jump up the hill. If only there was a mutation that could make me jump higher. Nah, what am I saying? That would be crazy. That could never happen. Ooh, daily quest started. Huh. This place looks interesting. What does this say? You must leave or die. Skulls. I didn't leave, and I'm not dead. Hello, settler.
It's okay to be scared. It means you were about to do something really brave.
That's a weird thing to just tell somebody when they walk up to you.
What's happening?
What's happening, settler? Hey, hey. Supply room seems to be over here. All right, let's go take a look. It's a trap. Hello. Hello, new friends. I am Captain Danger Robots.
You must be here about that shipment of Blamco mac and cheese. Great. I was starting to get worried.
Negative, ma'am. I'm with the Brotherhood of Steel. I'm here on behalf of Paladin Romaine Lettuce.
Oh, how professional of you.
Yes.
You say you're with Paladin Romani?
That's fantastic. That's right.
I didn't think she'd get back to us so quickly. How can I help you, sire, your majesty, your steeliness?
You can call me any of those. But I prefer your steeliness. That's right. Let's talk about weapons. Have you seen any lying around?
Weapons? Well, sure. We have all sorts for defending Foundation. Oh, maybe you mean... Hun, can you tell our friend here about those thingies we picked up recently?
Thingies?
Oh, sure thing. We got weapons all right, Initiate. You Brotherhood guys make some high-quality gear.
Thanks.
And tell me if this sounds familiar. Tubes of explosive death with your logo on the side?
Well, we don't actually make the weapons or sell them.
Oh, well, the stuff we got definitely has your logos on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys from the town watch took them out for testing a little earlier. I'm sure you can catch up with them. They normally practice at a small site they set up near the East Mountain Lookout, a bit north of here.
I see.
Oh, that's right. Mike and them took the weapons out for a test drive. If you head over, I'm sure they'd let you take a look. I hope you understand those weapons are our property, though. We spent quite a bit acquiring them. But hurry back. I'm sure we can still find a way to work together, even if we don't need more weapons.
You guys seem really nice. Okay, I'll go look.
And send the fellas home, would ya? They've been playing with those things long enough.
All right. Thanks. Hi, Cat. What's up, Cat? Is there anything else in here? Security gate. I can just open your security gate? Oh, I see. There's really not anything in here. Just barrels and boxes. Okay. What about in here? Oh, you've mounted a blood bug on the wall? Very nice. A lunch pail? Oh, you've got a little collection of little robot statues? Man, these people seem nice. I don't want to have to murder them. These are the kinds of people Captain Danger Robots should be helping, not murdering. What to do? How do we convince them to give us the weapons and establish a trade deal? WAP by Cardi B? That song does not exist. All right, where are we going? They're out. Where are they? Oh, they're way over here. By the lookout? Okay, we'll head over there. I'm gonna fast travel here though and run the rest of the way. That is a Scorch Beast butt. Right there.
Yeah, it is.
Funny about love Scorch Beast butt. And we'll go here. Alright, hopefully they don't blow me up on my way over. What are the chances they shoot these rockets right at me? Hey SWAT, I am on PC. And we're in the middle of recording The Adventures of Captain Robots. Savior of the Wasteland. This is Captain Robots. He is a hero. And he is helping out the Brotherhood right now to get back some weapons. And hopefully they don't blow me up with them on my way over. So we'll see how that goes. How much further is it? Okay, most of the way there. Just a little further. I bet as we get close, we'll hear some explosions. What do you think? Almost there. Still, it's like quiet out here. Why is this so quiet? There's no creatures running around. I'm not being attacked by anything. Maybe the world is getting better. Oh, wait, there's a possum. An opossum. Wait a minute. Dead bodies. What happened? Bye-bye, possum. Bye-bye, other possum. These guys are dead. One of several dead bodies scattered around the area. They appear to be from Foundation. Uh-oh. Have to investigate. Weapons cache. A crate with the Brotherhood of Steel logo on it. It's empty, but appears to have once held a large weapon. Did the raiders kill them? Somebody killed them and took the weapons. A terminal. There's a terminal here. What's the terminal say? Secret, keep out. That is not spelled very well. Last chance, if you're reading R-E-E-D-I-N-G, this, I'll cut with two T's you. Wrong password, get out of hurt here. Is this written by a super mutant? From Mike. Hey, if you're from Foundation, that means I probably gave you the password to access the secret information on here. If not, whoops, sorry, friend. But if you are from Foundation, check out the info this scavenger left. His spelling may leave a lot to be desired, but it seems like he found a perfect hiding place for something valuable. Uh-oh, looks like the guys are getting annoyed that I'm taking so long. Gotta go, Mike Tiller. Huh. Does this have something to do with what we're doing here? Cryogenic grenades. What else is going on? Open door. That is just a dirty toilet. All right, what else am I looking for over here? Here we go. Some crates and barrels. Another box. Another dead body. The bodies don't look like they're blown to bits or anything. This was blown to bits. This guy, whoever this is, large impact from an explosive weapon. This would have been fatal to anyone standing nearby, like this guy. Oof. What's over here? Holotape.
All right, everyone gather around. Ward wanted us to record some instructions on how to use these things. Where's Mike? Hey, Mike, stop messing around with that terminal and grab one of those rocket launchers.
Come on, Mike.
Uh-oh. I wanted to lock the terminal first. Let me put this in my bag really quick.
Give it up, Mike. That could be decades old. Just grab one of them and come here. Wait, Mike, I told you not to pick it up like that.
Oh, no!
Oh, God. What have I done?
Mike blew them up. Mike! This is why things like this shouldn't be in the hands of other people. That's exactly what Paladin Romani was talking about. I mean, Paladin Spumoni. Looks like somebody was living at the top of this tower also. Got tape and a fuse and a box. An IV bag. Some tongs. Some plants. Find out where Mike went. Alright, we're gonna climb back down. So, it looks like Mike accidentally blew everybody up. Like, this wasn't somebody murdering everybody on purpose. This was an accident. Alright, let's see. Oh, maybe it's in the terminal. Alright, let's look here. From Mike. I already read that. Secret, keep out. Wrong password, wrong, I'll kill you. Find the password for the terminal. What's in Mike's bag? It's the bag with the name Mike on it. A password for a holotape is tucked into one of the pockets. The password, secret password, misspelled, 12345. Secret, keep out. All right, here we go. Entry number 3, Kerwood Mine. Found the perfect place to hide your share from the last score. There's a place near here, Kerwood Mine. It'll take some doing, but I got an idea that will keep this stuff hidden away for a lifetime. Meet me there, but I'll leave instructions in case you miss me. Why can't this guy spell? Suckers! Good news, we hit that caravan. They never saw it coming. Huge haul, just like you said. Check back here tomorrow to get your share. Entry number 1. Your plan. Got your last message loud and clear. Making plans right now. I'll report back if we get something. Syntax error. Cannot compile. Did you mean auto delete? He tried to delete them, but he couldn't. All right. That's great. Investigate Gate Kerwood Mine. All right, here we go. Whoa. Off in the distance, there's a bunch of green smoke rising. That looks dangerous. All right, we got to jump down this cliffside here. Let's see how this goes. Let's not step on the dead body guy. There we go. I'm gonna make my shoes dirty. Nobody wants dirty, bloody, dead body shoes. Nobody wants Kyle on their shoes. Oh, you got Kyle on your shoes. Oh, gross. Poor Kyle. I'm just gonna jump down things. Like a billy goat. Oh, good. I almost took damage from that, but I didn't, because I'm Captain Robots. Hero of the Wasteland. Cranberry Bog. Sleeping bags. Who's over here? Binoculars and ammo and some mac and cheese. Sweet. All right, looks like, ouch, that one that hurt a little bit. All right, here's the mine they were talking about. Oh, there's a mole miner over there. There's a grumpy looking dude. We're just gonna go in the mine. Never mind us, mole miner. Never here. We were never here. Nope. Not here. All right. Yeah, definitely some grumpy dudes in here. Death Tambo? What weapon do I have on? Nope, I don't have that equipped. I thought I did. Marksman's rifle. This might be useful for taking out these grumpy dudes. Hey, grumpy dude. Bye! Bye! Never knew what hit him. Oh, what's that? Oh, crap. That's a really big freaking... Oh, man. That was a big mole rat. Lots of meat, though. And gunpowder. Dead bodies in here. Mole miners. They've got some ammo on them. What's in this room? Door's barred. Oh, there's somebody in here. Hey!
Hold it right there. Don't come any closer.
Calm down. I'm just here to help. Why don't you just take a deep breath?
No, you don't understand. What I did, I... Oh, man. I'm Mike. Mike Tiller. Go to Foundation. Tell him you found me dead. Because I'm never leaving. I'm not going back. You can't make me.
Guy
They'll
feels
never believe me.
Very guilty.
They'll think I'm a murderer.
Just relax. I understand what happened, dude. We can talk through this.
There's nothing to say. Just go and leave me. This door is barred tight, and way behind me is flooded. You can't get in. Just give up and go tell Gloria I'm dead.
Oh, there's another mole miner over there. Dude, you're gonna get killed by all the mole miners. Yeah, see these guys? They're not playing. Ooh. Double barrel shotgun. Thank you, mole miner. Find a way to reach him. Alright, maybe we can go around. It's flooded, but we might still be able to get through. Oh, that's a green guy. Get out of here. Oh, what's over there? Another mangy rad rat. Ouch. Wow. You were kind of tough for a mangy rad rat. Those are a few more. Got him. Shot him dead. Cave diving suit. Oh, miner. Alright, what is this cave diving suit? Grants water breathing and immunity from water and radiation. Alright. Looks like I'm gonna go swimming. Might as well use it. Miner's key. Thank you, mole miner. Alright, here goes nothing. Swimming time. Air. Oh, dead mole miners over here. I'm in another part of the cave that looks like it's not currently flooded. Some machinery is still running. Alright, we gotta swim through another section to move forward. Here we go. Out of that area. Another dry section of the cave. I feel like we're looping back around. More dead mole miners. Who killed all these guys? Pretty messed up looking. Okay. We're getting to what looks like a back area with another door. I think this might be what the key works on. Only Kerwood... Nope, back tunnel key can work. I don't know that I have that one. Let's go back over here, maybe? Find the tunnel key. We're swimming again. Is it underwater? No. Oops, further this way. Going swimming! Ha! Found a key underwater. Not very good at swimming, it seems. And a plasma grenade. What's up here? Can't climb that. It's like an elevator shaft, but I can't climb it. Alright, let's go back around the other side. Back to where the door was. I think it was this way? Nope, not this way. It's a good thing I found the suit. Alright, maybe this direction? Let's go around. Where it is. Nope, not that way. Maybe this way? Yeah, here we go. Found my way back. Good times. Alright, I think we can open this door now. And maybe save this poor Mike guy. Mike, you're gonna be fine, dude. Alright, open the door. Mole miners back there were dead. I still don't know what killed them. I doubt it was Mike. Alright, some more water. Another flooded tunnel. This is very claustrophobic. I can imagine that some people would not enjoy doing this. Ammo? Hello, ammo! Alright. Another dry section of the tunnel. Coming back around. Oh! Mole miners! Sorry, buddy. You guys are too grumpy to live. I don't really want your gauntlet, but I will take the shotgun. What is this over here? Explosive crate. I don't have the lockpicking ability to open it. Old dead bodies. Blowtorch. Miner helmet. I'm going to put my other stuff back on. And take off the diving suit. I don't know that I'll need it. At least I'm assuming I don't, because I've been fighting stuff again. Which means I need the armor more than I need the other stuff. And I'm getting kind of hungry, you know? Gotta eat some food. Let's see, how about... What are we going to eat today? Royal Jelly Taffy. That wasn't very good. How about some iguana on a stick? Can't go wrong with iguana on a stick. Or cram. Or preserved Instamash. Still hungry. Salisbury steak. Yes, please. And maybe we'll follow that up with... something to drink. Let's just drink some... Oh, we definitely don't want the spoiled meat, spoiled fruit, or spoiled vegetables. Those are taking up way too much space. Alright, we'll finish this up with a drink of some water. There we go. Now that I finished my little lunch break, let's move on. Ooh, there's a whole room here with other stuff. Looks like this was a locker room for the miners that used to work here. Some buff out. Duct tape. Somebody put a rib in a locker. Hey, there's Mike. Hey, Mike.
Oh, God. You made it!
Yep.
How did you even... Please, don't hurt me.
Don't worry, dude. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just here to talk.
Okay. I can explain. We were just testing these out. You know, Tad picked them up a while back. They seem really powerful.
Yeah, they are.
They were always telling me, be careful, Mike. Don't pick it up that way, Mike. But my finger slipped and I killed them all instantly. But it was an accident.
Uh-huh.
I swear. I never. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was an accident. We get it. All right. So, Gloria and Tab will understand these weapons are incredibly dangerous and it's not your fault. But that's also why I need to take the weapons, because they're dangerous to you guys.
They're too dangerous for anyone. They just obliterated so effortlessly. All dead. Look, I'll go back to Foundation, but I can't let you have these weapons. I'll leave if you let me take the weapons back there myself. Gloria and Tad will know what to do. I'm sorry. They're the only ones I trust to take care of these. I have to make sure they get back to them.
No, you're going home. I'm taking the weapons. Do not attempt to stop me, or fine, take the weapons back to Foundation. I need the weapons, but I also need to be able to trade with them. So I think we have to take the weapons. We'll do that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please, don't hurt me. Just please bring them back. I'll meet you at Foundation Supply Room.
There you go. Good plan. I'm taking the weapons, buddy. But I'll meet you back there. Scattered laser rifle? Short laser pistol? Why are there laser pistols? Were these your weapons, dude? Were these part? This wasn't part of the BOS weapon cache, because it's right here. It's just a lot of other stuff. T-45 left arm in the stash. Huh. It's going to be heavy, but picked it up. Damaged hazmat suit, duct tape. All right, buddy. We're going to go back to Foundation. We'll talk about this there. Dude's freaked out. I'm sure he's feeling really bad about blowing his buddies up, but he can't just hide away in the wasteland. He will get himself killed. He needs to go back and admit what happened to his friends and deal with the consequences, because, you know, sometimes we just have to own up to the consequences of our actions. The more you know. Do-do-do-do. What are all these things falling out of the sky? What were those? So I load in, and
sick of potatoes.
Three vertebrates are like flaming and falling out of the sky right on top of the entrance of Foundation. But they're not actually here. They're like transparent.
If you're looking
like
to trade,
they're dead. You can just walk through them. That's a weird glitch.
Maybe Ward has more drawing paper I can have.
Maybe he does.
Have you seen my tools?
Nope.
Never mind. I just spotted them.
Good. Good for you. All right, let's go back to the supply room. Talk about our weapon problem. I'm back! Captain Robots is here! Hey! What's up, Gloria?
Mike was just telling us about what happened out there.
I'm sorry I didn't come.
I can't believe
right
it. All those boys just...
But that
it's a lot to take in.
I know, Gloria. I know.
Well, speak of the devil. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
Well, they blew up. It's pretty simple. So, these weapons are too dangerous. I hope you see that.
Well, I hope you're planning on giving the weapons back all the same. They're ours.
Tad, enough! We still need to find a way to work with these people.
Yeah, Tad. You got a dumb hat.
I think we should try and wrap up business between us now. We're going to need to tell those families about what happened.
Yes, you are.
I know it's hard to think about at a time like this, but settling on a deal and having you on your way is probably for the best.
Yep,
now
that
then,
cat is super cute.
I understand you'll want to take these weapons back with you, but that won't work for us. They cost us too many caps to just let go. Unfortunately, regardless of where they came from before, they're our property now, and they'll need to stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about... Alright, so these are my options here. I can say, we keep the weapons, you provide food, the Brotherhood will not stand for any less. Just use strength. I can say, you don't need the weapons if the Brotherhood protects you. Or I can say, Foundation should keep the weapons, they're yours. Let's talk about protection. I don't want to have to strong-arm her. I want to negotiate.
You know there's a whole town of raiders that want us dead, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are not afraid of raiders. In exchange for food and water, we'll keep you safe. How about that?
I think we can make that work. It's a deal. So long as the Brotherhood has our back. We can spare extra food and supplies.
There you go.
Keep in mind, you guys gotta hold up your end of the deal, too.
Yep. We got it.
That's right. If we just end up spending more caps on defense again, we'd need to start selling surplus supplies to pay for it. Are you positive that you can commit the Brotherhood's resources to protecting us?
Yes. I am. I can totally do that.
That's wonderful news. Please, could you let Paladin Romani know?
Executive decision.
Good looking out, your steeliness.
Steeliness, that's right.
Again sometime, okay?
Yep, will do. Oh, God. Shin is not going to like this, but I think Romani will be okay with it. Let's go report back and see what she thinks. Here we go.
I mean... if they give us enough pizza, then we can do whatever we can, right?
Are you saying that, like, enough pizza means that we will commit to absolutely protecting them and doing everything we possibly can to keep them safe?
Yeah, I mean, what's more important than pizza? If they give us pizza, then we'll do whatever they want.
I don't know that they have pizza, buddy, but I've never seen pizza in a Fallout game. All right, let's go talk to Paladin Spumoni. Find out what she thinks. I feel like we did a good job. We only strong-armed Mike, but he was kind of a wimp and he was going to blow himself up on the way home anyway.
Protect the people. They'll learn that in time.
We're here to protect the people. That's right. All right, Spumoni, what's up?
Welcome back, Initiate.
Thanks.
I was just discussing the missile launcher matter with Knight Shin here. Initiate. I imagine you're here to report on your dealings with Foundation. Well then, don't keep us waiting.
Knight Shin like shows up right behind her and starts yelling at me. All right, listen, I've returned, I got the weapons, and we've got a trade deal. In return, the Brotherhood will protect Foundation. Knight Shin, you need to chill the F out because you are not gonna like this, but It was the best offer we could make. It was the most we could do.
You promised
best we
what?
Could do.
Protection. What exactly do you think our organization is, Initiate?
I told you wouldn't
Shin,
like it.
Enough. I believe the Initiate made the right call.
She's the leader.
I gave them the authority to do so.
Don't you mansplain to her.
Paladin, this is...
This is how it's going to be, Knight. The Brotherhood is more than capable of protecting the people of Foundation. What we lacked were food and supplies, and the Initiate here made an arrangement that solves that problem.
Eat that!
And how many lives do we have to lay down to protect people that aren't our own?
Good, hard-working people are our own, Knight. I will have no more discussion on this.
Very well, Paladin.
Now, as for the other matter...
The settlers want to... What's the other matter?
It's troubling that the weapons have spread to this degree, but... There isn't much we can do beyond dealing with situations like this as they arise.
Okay.
But, Initiate, I hope you know you've done well.
Thanks! Thanks, Spumoni! It truly is the apocalypse,
maybe
mediocre.
Maybe we should check in with Scribe Valdez.
No pizza.
She had mentioned wanting to bring something important to our attention.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Initiate, please let the Scribe know we're ready for her. Knight Shin and I have a few things to discuss in the meantime.
Dun, dun, dun. Supply and demand.
For your sake, I hope this is a scheduled visit, Initiate.
It is! We were just talking! Douche. Alright, I knew it. I knew I made the right call. See, Spumoni is the commanding officer. It doesn't matter what Shin thinks. I gotta do what she wants. Right? Because I'm a freaking soldier now. I'm Captain Robots of the Brotherhood at this point, it seems. So, I think that wraps up this episode. I feel like this came out about as good as it possibly could have, but we're going to have to see what this gets us into in the future. Thank you for joining us for this adventure of Captain Robots. Will Paladin Spumoni continue leading the Brotherhood to save the people of Appalachia? Will Knight Shin ever get that stick out of his butt? And if it grows too long, will it impair his health? All this and more on the next episode of The Adventures of Captain Robots.